This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
The biggest stories in sports and entertainment. Sports Radio 610 style. In the Loop presents What's Poppin'.
So, cards face up. I did not know that we were doing a What's Poppin' segment.
And I'm not even sure that we are. That's just the intro music for the normal time slot.
That's
of the
what
show.
Normally goes on here is what's that, popping.
That's what normally goes on here. But as you know,
that's a Reggie thing.
It's a in the loop thing. I think it's a thing that In the Loop implemented once Reggie became a part of the show. But as you know, we're doing some version of Area 45 B Block podcast.
Sticking to what we know.
/ In the Loop. It's an
amalgamation.
There we go. It's an amalgamation of it all. So just enjoy the Jack Harlow What's Poppin' instrumental in the background as we proceed to do whatever it is that we were going to do anyway.
Nice job by B. Scott knowing this song because
yes.
I don't.
There you go. That's what I'm here for you, PC.
B. Scott is here to make sure that I am up to date on all things current pop culture and internet street talk. All things that I normally would fail at miserably.
Yes, the instrumental we're hearing is to a song called What's Pop.
And I appreciate you, Big Dog. I appreciate you. Things that apparently were popping. This happened right before Ohio State played Michigan. So we're going back.
Yeah.
Nick Saban may have known something that the rest of the college football world maybe did not know quite as well.
I think if Miami finds their way into the playoffs, they will be one of the most dangerous teams in the playoffs. Forget about the ACC. I mean, with Carson Beck, the offensive line they have, the skill guys they have, the defense they have, I don't want to say they underachieved by losing 2 games, but if they get in this playoff, they're going to be the most dangerous team that anybody has to play because of the talent level they have.
And sure enough,
God knows ball.
What has happened is the 10th-ranked Miami Hurricanes in the Cotton Bowl, well, they slapped the number 2 Ohio State Buckeyes around probably way more than Stephon Diggs allegedly did to this chef cook person. Absolute physical domination.
Beat him like a drum.
And how does the game end? Well, it ends on another defensive play by the Canes and that turnover chain getting used up.
A path that's going to see those top seeds go 0-5.
Bain coming. Sin gets the pass away.
It was actually picked off by Jacoby Brown, but courtesy ESPN Radio. It was actually picked off by Jacoby Brown, but that is how the game ended, was Jacoby Brown with the pick, slamming the door and officially dethroning the reigning champions 24-14. Now, let me ask you, after you saw Miami in their last game against A&M, where they basically won a game that neither team could score, did you have any faith whatsoever that Miami was going to beat Ohio State?
No, I did not. I thought that it could be competitive. I was expecting it to be a competitive game. It turned out to be not so competitive, but in Miami's favor. I know that Ohio State ended up making it competitive there. But to start the game, like, they get that first touchdown, and it's like they go out there with, like, seven offensive linemen, make it seem like they're about to run the ball, and, of course, fake it and throw the ball. And, like, it's just – it was an example of – how dominant I was. What I was surprised by was how dominant they were up front. And this is not something that I feel like normally happens to Ohio State. I know they lost to Indiana, and Indiana's really good up front, but they normally don't get dominated in the trenches the way that they did to Miami. I did not think that that could happen. I thought they could win the game. I did not think they would dominate the Buckeyes up front the way that they did in this game. And that part of it is surprising and is something that seems like it could be a winning formula going forward through the rest of this tournament.
You know, I wasn't trying to besmirch specifically the defense of the Miami Hurricanes, but you held A&M to 3 points. But they're A&M. And A&M has a history, really, since the start of the Jimbo era, of sometimes the offense just doesn't show up. They play defense.
Since the Jimbo era.
But sometimes the offense doesn't show up.
Since the Jim Crow era, it's been that bad. I mean, they have always been a disappointment.
Different Jim.
That's where I thought you were going, actually. Funny enough. But no, I mean, it is. Their defense is very good. Their defense was very good against A&M. It was good in this game. And now they do feel like that team, to Nick Saban's point, that nobody wants to. The team that barely got in, but now once they're in, that nobody wants to play. They absolutely feel like a team like that. Now, the game that's on right now, Oregon, Texas Tech, to me does still feel like I would favor them in a game, right? But it's hard to look at what Miami's doing and at least what they're doing in the trenches and not be convinced by it.
Interesting numbers as a result of this game. As Oregon just gets an interception. And they're going to have really good field position here. Texas Tech, off to a very inauspicious start. Not a happy new year for Tech fans right now, unless they're Astros fans.
Right.
In the five quarterfinal games in the CFP 12-team format era, as of today, teams coming off of a bye week are 0-5. Miami, this season, is 6-0 against ranked opponents. And Ohio State, all time, 0-3 on New Year's Eve.
Ooh. That's not good. Not favorable history for them.
Let me ask you a little something. And Mitch, I know you're a big college football guy, so let me bring you in on this here, okay? Coming into last year, there was a lot of talk about Ryan Day being on the hot seat because they always lost to Michigan. And then Michigan won the national title. Last year, Ryan Day wins the national title. This year, they suffer an indignant loss to Indiana. And now they're out in their very first playoff game against Miami. Is Ryan Day right back on the hot seat?
Yeah, I think a lot of people still say he's a fraud. A lot of Michigan fans were like, re-sign him. Give him that extension.
Yeah.
Because they really think he's a fraud. I mean, he's not really getting it done in the big games. I mean, the Ohio State roster right now is more talented than it was last year. And if I remember correctly, Ryan Day, for whatever reason, because their OC got the Ohio State's OC got the job at USF.
Yeah.
Ryan Day was Brian calling Hartline. Plays last night.
Yeah.
Ryan Day was calling plays and that performance happened. Yeah, no. I mean, Ryan Day, yeah, he's still on fraud watch. Absolutely. I mean, he might just, this might solidify it. He might just be a fraud. I mean, consistently year in and out, you have the best roster, oh, at least talent-wise. And what more do you have to say from it except for last year?
Well, for the longest time, he couldn't beat Michigan. And then now, I mean, now he has, but like that was the thing. That was the running joke. And then to Mitchell's point just now, he's the one that's calling the plays last night, and it looked like somebody that shouldn't have been calling plays.
If there's a guy who should have a college football podcast, it's Mitchell. You just hear like the jubilant, like juvenile excitement in his voice. We're talking about college football, and he's just like, yes! He's all excited. Well, like, that dude should be doing a podcast.
It does make sense, though, for, like, especially a sports fan that's closest to college, like, more closely removed from college to be more passionate about it. So, yeah, that absolutely makes sense. Colin Neal is another one who brought us the pizza. Another example. Now,
yeah, but his is going to be all on Sam Houston State.
Well, but I was going to say, if you could do, like, a mid-major, if you were to do a
FCS
or... outside the power, the group of however many it is, well, these days.
P4.
Outside of the P4s now.
Are we now a G7? Like, how many Gs are there now?
I'm done with it.
God knows how many.
How many Gs? All right, here is something that local fans might be pretty excited about. Maybe this took longer than it should have been expected. And maybe it took longer than most local fish.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Fans expected. But it sure looks like Arch Manning has arrived.
Quarter, Texas with possession and the lead. Arch Manning keeps it himself, and he's got nothing but chattel, real estate. He popped the clutch. Happy New Year, Longhorns! Touchdown!
Courtesy ESPN Radio, Arch Manning, with what I believe was his second rushing touchdown of the day, to put the game out of reach, 38-27 at that point, as UT kicks the aforementioned Michigan Wolverines 41-27 in the Citrus Bowl. They put 17 points on the board in the fourth quarter. Arch Manning, 21-34, 221 yards, 2 touchdowns in the air, 9 carries, 155 yards, and 2 touchdowns on the ground, including a 60-yard run. Arch Manning alone outgained the entire Michigan team. Was this the moment where Arch Manning, Heisman Trophy finalist, arrived?
Yeah, I thought there were moments during the season where, I don't know about Heisman Trophy finalists, but the hype around Arch Manning started to seem a little bit closer to being justified. After he stops the struggles against some of those mid-majors we're talking about, the Sam Houston States and El Paso's and UTEP's of the world, he started to kind of find a groove, get into a rhythm. So I've been a little bit, I'd say, softer on Arch throughout the season. after the beginning of it, right? But this was the best example of it. This was it on full display, getting it done through the air, getting it done with his legs, the like optimal dual threat quarterback. He looked a lot closer to as much close to advertised in this game as he ever has all season.
He, according to the Inter and the Webs, Arch Manning hit a sprint speed yesterday that was the highest clocked sprint speed for any quarterback in FBS this season.
Yeah.
Not ass.
No, no. When I was speaking of fast, when we were at the Super Bowl last year, I talked to Xavier Worthy, who was a teammate of Arch Manning's, of course, now with the Kansas City Chiefs. At the time in the Super Bowl, going up against the Eagles, he said he was fully expecting Arch to win the Heisman, and that was like all the talk, all the hype. It wasn't just external, it was internal, right? Internal pressure as well. And we didn't quite see it. I've been thinking about that ever since. Like, man, Xavier Worthy told me that this dude was legit. And we're finally starting to see it. So we'll see what 2026 actually looks like for the Longhorns. As a Longhorn fan, I won't be holding my breath. I won't be holding my breath. Because
that's the PTSD thing again.
It's like something's always going to go wrong. Something's always going to go south. Won't be holding my breath. But way better than he was to start the season.
Do you feel like this victory will get the Longhorns into the top 10 to finish the season? They entered the game 13th.
No, I don't.
They sit at 11?
Yeah, they'll sit right on the outside looking in, probably where they belong.
But Longhorns salvage their season. Hey, 10-3. You would think 10-3 is not a bad season. Although Longhorn fans sometimes might disagree. 10-3 is a pretty damn good season.
Yeah. Not when you start the year off ranked number one and then you start losing to, you lose to Florida, a school that fired its coach. Yeah, not great.
Yeah, a team that literally chooses not to score. I mean, every year Florida can't score. It's almost like they've decided since the days of Urban Meyer, okay, we are just not going to score anymore and see what we can do.
Urban's gone. He's taking the scoring with him. Take all the points with you, Urban. Crazy.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk some Rockets hoops with our guy LeShard Binkley. Covers the Rockets for Sports Illustrated. You see him every week on Fox 26 with my guy Nate Griffin. He also hosts the Rocket Fuel Pod. He will join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.